All right, 2 Timothy 3, verse 15. Are you there? I read it. I'm going to read it. It says, and from a child you have known the Holy Scriptures. All right? It says, from a child you have known His Word, which is able to make you wise unto salvation, which is through faith in Christ Jesus. Next verse now says, all Scripture is inspired by God and is profitable for doctrine, you know, for reproof, for correction and instructions in righteousness. Now, let's explain this verse. Now, 2 Timothy 3 verse 15. Verse 15, look at it again. Look at it. 2 Timothy 3 verse 15. And from a child you have known the Holy Scriptures. Now, when you see this verse, the first thing that comes to your mind should not be, God, what are you saying from this verse? The first thing that comes to your mind should not be, I want to find a revelation. Now, that's, revelation is good, but you need to understand what you're saying. When you say revelation, understand it. So let's look at this verse properly. And from a child you have known the Holy Scriptures. The first thing that comes to your mind, now watch this. Let's assume this is a textbook. Okay. All right. When you read anything from the textbook, for instance, let's say business. I don't know much about business, but let's say you just start reading, you must follow the rules of demand, right? Okay. And supply. Okay. Do you just take that and say, okay, I know, let's say I ask you, okay, are you ready for the exam? Say, yeah, ready. So what do you know? You must follow the rules of demand and supply. Is that a good answer? Not really. Or, you know, I don't know if they write any books about sports. I don't know. I don't really know. You know, but the point is this. You, to understand everything about the book, you have to read the context. You have to know the context. Like, no one just started writing from that verse. It started from somewhere. You have to understand where did it start from, then you trace it to what he's saying, so you will understand his point. So watch this, I will just help you. This book was written by an apostle called Apostle Paul. Have you heard about him? Alright, so Apostle Paul writes this book to his son in the ministry called Timothy. Timothy was a pastor that Paul trained. Alright, so many years ago, I don't know how many years ago, Paul wrote it to someone. And he instructed, he said, because this was a time of persecution, people were saying rubbish. And Paul told him, he said, all right, from a child, you have known the Holy Scriptures. All right? So he starts like this. Let me look at it from this book. He starts by telling him, Timothy, you're a good guy. I trust you. I trust you. Guys are saying rubbish everywhere, but I trust you. Whatever you are preaching, preach the truth. Don't preach any other thing. Preach the truth. Don't preach any other thing. Stay with the same thing I gave to you. Stay with it. I remember your mother, because Timothy's mother was also a Christian. Let me use that word. Was also a Christian. So she said, I know your mother. She was a Christian. Your grandmother, Lois, was also a Christian. I trust also that you too would follow their footsteps. So he comes to chapter 3 and says, remember, from a child, you have always known the Holy Scriptures. Do you get it now? Okay. Which are able to make you wise. Now, let me define the words. The word childhood there means infancy. All right? Infancy. You can write it down just to define the words properly. Childhood there means is infancy. All right? You have known the Holy Scriptures. The word you have known is oida in the Greek. And it means to understand something. So from a child, he tells Timothy, remember, you have understood the Scriptures. You have the knowledge. You have the understanding. So when you say, for instance, that children should not be in church because they don't understand the Bible, that's wrong. From a child, you have known. So even if it's a five-year-old child that comes to church, he's able to understand the Scriptures. The only problem is that people don't understand the Bible. You don't get the message. That's why it's so difficult. So as I'm speaking to you, there's a boy, I think it's about 7 years. I'm teaching him the Bible. I'm teaching him the word. I was with some last year with some children, like teenagers, about two, I think 12 would be the highest age amongst them. And they were asking really intelligent questions. Some of them were asking me, they said, where did Lucifer come from? Where did sin come from? Where did evil come from? Did God create evil? I mean, children were asking this question. They were saying, if Lucifer was a serpent in the garden, where was Satan? are Lucifer, is Lucifer and Satan, is Lucifer and Satan different people? I don't know if it's how is, you know, are they different people? So they are asking these questions, and the people among them, these were teachers, they are Sunday school teachers, they couldn't answer the question. And I was looking, I was like, so what are you guys doing? Are you teachers? Thank God, I explained to them, because these children, they were so intelligent. Most people today, they can't ask questions. They feel like if you're asking questions on the Bible, you are being blasphemous. You see people, Christians, they feel like, don't ask too many questions to God. Don't ask God questions, because God is a God of mysteries. If you do wrong, if you misbehave, he's going to strike you down. You're making a big mistake. See, this word is for you to understand. So I explained to them. I explained every single thing by scriptures. All right? And then they understood it. I answered all their questions. Some people are so... Don't be lax about your faith. All right? You are there. Unbelievers out there, they're counting on you. Before I came for this meeting, I was crying. Why was I crying? I was crying because of people that need to hear this word. Oh my God. Do you see people out there? You tell them, Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. And they can't believe it for any reason. Because, first of all, it doesn't make sense to me. All Christians do just go to church and dance. I can dance in any other concert. I don't need Justin Bieber, whoever that comes, I can go for the concerts. If any of our Nigerian musicians come around, Davido, we can go, we will dance. Alright? I'm not a good dancer, you know, but at least we can go. We know what it means to enjoy music. We know what it means. You know, but that's not Christianity. Christianity is not about music. It's not about going to concerts and crying. You know the idea people have of God is crying. If they say, was God in that meeting? They'll be like, yes, he was there. Oh, I was crying on the floor. I was rolling. Oh my goodness, the presence of God was so powerful. All right. Was there any healing? Well, some of them have healings. What was taught in that place? No, there was no teaching. No, it was just worship. We just lifted our hands and enjoyed God. And there was no teaching? Okay. Now, how many gifts of the Spirit did you see in display? Gifts of the Spirit. Well, we prayed for people. That's not Christianity. That's not it. Christianity is a place. That is, when you come to a Christian gathering, what you see, when you come to a Christian gathering, what you're meant to see is gifts of the Spirit in display. That is, bro, when we come for meetings like this, the first thing is you teach. The next thing, after teaching, we display. We display the power of God. All right? You don't just come and then go. Let me not digress, but the truth is, I was in a meeting some time ago, earlier, I think September. I was in a meeting and then they had the worship stuff, the worship evening, and I felt like, no, we can't go like this, because they're about leaving. Because you know the regular, you come for church and then you worship and then you praise, you dance away your problems. Are you ready to pray? Dancing shoes, let's praise God. Are you ready? And then they put the fast beat, everybody's dancing, and then they go home. And I said, no. I requested that at least I should do something in the meeting. So I was granted the permission. Glory to God, at least we are able to pray. I said, let's just lift our hands and pray. Manda skola daba skori brosta. I could feel the power of God was everywhere. You know, and those that were sitting down, they stood up. You know, when a man that knows the word, I'm not giving myself any light or whatever, but the truth is that when a man knows the word, people will listen to the person. I'm telling the truth. They will know there's a difference. So when we got praying, the Spirit of God showed us things. A few things, you know, a few things about people's life. He revealed things to us. And then we told them, this is happening, you know. And then we prayed for them. It's called revelation, word of knowledge. you know. And more would have happened, but I for one thing, I decided to respect the church. It's not my church, you know. But the truth is, in meetings you are meant to have such kind of experiences. All right, praise God. So this is church meetings for you. So he said, from a child you have known the Holy Scriptures. You can know it now. You can understand this Bible. Just keep listening. You might not understand everything I'm saying right now, but just keep listening. As you keep listening, it's going to make sense to you. All right. When you go to class, when you go to lectures, do you just do practicals? You definitely do some theory, right? So when you go to lectures, you don't go to lectures and then you just say, I don't understand what the lecturer is saying, therefore I don't care. you're gonna fail and you're gonna get the certificate you get. So to get the scriptures, you must listen, you must be taught. Even if you don't understand, keep hearing, ask questions where you are confused, and then you grow. So he said, you have known the Holy Scriptures, oida in the Greek, because the Bible, I missed it, the Bible is written in Greek originally. All right, so when you want to understand the word, you check the original word. All right, oida in the Greek. So oida is spelled O-I-D-A. Please write that down. Oida in the Greek. So it says, you have known the Holy Scriptures, O-I-D-A. It says the Holy Scriptures, the word holy there is heros. It means consecrated scriptures. All right. It says they are able to make you wise unto salvation. Now when you say they are able to make you wise, in other words, it just means that the scriptures has the ability to teach you a subject. So the scriptures has a, and look at your Bible for a second. The scriptures, this Bible you're looking at, it has ability inside. Watch this. You're from Zimbabwe. Now, there is a language you speak, Dembele, right? Dembele, you have the ability to speak Dembele. Is it Dembele or Dembele? Dembele. Yeah. So you have the ability to speak Dembele. Okay. Another example, this is keyboard. Yeah. When I press this key, I'm meant to hear a sound. This keyboard has the ability to produce sound. So its construction is designed, crafted for a purpose. Now, can I use this keyboard to swim?
If I want to.
Good answer. If you want to use the keyboard for swimming, you could, or skating, whatever you want to do, you can go on. But that's not what it's designed for, is it? That is not. So, but look at this. It tells us that this Bible has an ability to make us wise unto salvation through faith in Christ. I'll explain that. It means that this Bible is constructed, is written in such a way that when you read it, you see salvation through faith in Christ. When you read the first book of the Bible, you see salvation through faith in Christ. When you read Exodus, the second book, salvation through faith in Christ. When you read Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, all the books of the Bible, it says it has the ability, it's constructed, it's designed, it's written, it has everything, every word, every mistake in quotes, every letter of the word is constructed such a way that if you are able to draw it, you would see how Jesus came into this earth, he will die our death, and after 3 days he will rise from the dead. So the scriptures is constructed for salvation. The Bible is for salvation. Now, do you get that? But can I use the Bible for something else? Watch this. Yes and no. I can use the Bible for anything. Example. Give me a scripture. Give me any scripture. Just open any scripture. Flip any scripture and just read. Romans 8:28. What does it say? All glory to God. You are in the spirit. Okay, look at this. For instance, look at Romans 8:28, for instance. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord and to them that call according to his purpose. All right, let's look at that scripture. Now, let's use that scripture for something. Are you there? So, Romans 8:28, and all things work together. Let's read it together. Let's read like normal church people. Want to go?
And we know.
Yeah.
That God causes everything to work together.
Yeah.
For the good of those who love God.
For the good of those. So that would say. So let me do it now. And we know.
And we know.
And we know. And we know. We know. We know. We know. Do you know? Oh, you don't know. See, it didn't say, and she knows. It didn't say, and they know. It said, and we know. We know that all things work together. All things. All is all. All is all. That means, if I run through the road right now, and I stand in the middle of the road, and I get hit by a truck, oh, even that thing is working together for my good. Oh, my.